Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, March 14th. Looks like the grains are mainly going to be lower here. We had May corn down 10.5 overnight at 752, May wheat down 35¾ cents at 1073¼, and May beans up 0.5 cents at 1676½. Lower overnight as crude oil making new lows. It's down 520 a barrel. That may be in a response to the peace talks going on between Ukraine and Russia at the moment. It's getting to be nighttime there, but the talks apparently are still going on, but we haven't seen anything positive out of those talks yet. The crude oil down over $5 a barrel. That put some pressure on the bean oil. Palm oil was lower, expecting bigger production of the palm oil, so that was lower. Bean oil was lower, so a little bit of easing of fears out here. Stock market's up 183, so there's a little bit of risk off coming back into these markets. We just opened, corn's 10 lower, wheat's 32 lower, and the beans are 3 higher in the May contract. Overall, the market acts to me like we've broken the back of this thing. The world, I think, after we saw the WASDE numbers, basically said that we aren't going to run out of wheat anytime soon. With or without the Ukrainians, with or without the Russians, there's wheat out there. We know that wheat is harvested somewhere around the world every month. So I think that kind of put the real pressure on the grains out here. We just don't see the compelling need at the moment after the WASDE report. Now, is the WASDE report, you know, not taking into account everything that's going on in the world? Probably not as much as the bulls would like. But when you see a $3 break in wheat in a matter of days out here, you've got to think something's changed out here dramatically. You've got a lot of people who are long wheat who are just getting pounded here. They got pounded on the up, now they're getting pounded on the downside. And I think, you know, soon enough the volatility will bleed out of this thing, because I think people are just going to be tired of losing money out here. So that's what I see. You know, coming up for the week, we'll have to keep an eye on crude oil. Obviously, any news out of Russia and Ukraine could send this market straight up. If Putin was to do anything really stupid out there, this market could certainly rally right back. My guess is that if Putin was to do anything nuclear out here with some kind of tactical weapons, the world would just scream bloody murder, and I don't see him being able to withstand it. This was the guy that was supposed to clean up this whole Ukrainian thing in 3 or 4 days. It's now been over a month. Looks to me like he's getting his backside handed to him out here. Yeah, he's winning, but you know, the people are still not laying down. And I just don't think a lot of the Russian soldiers have the heart for this thing. But we'll see. Overall, like I said, I think we've broken the back of this market. Look at the silver down 66. And the crude oil now down 557. People are thinking that, you know, the war just may not have the bite it's had. And hopefully we could get a little bit of grain out of Ukraine. It would certainly change the dynamics out here quite a bit. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.